Please enjoy the next 15 minutes of not even a real episode, but a recording of a conversation I had when I last saw Kate that is not edited and is literally just a conversation that we had and not a real episode, but it's funny. So I hope you enjoy. Happy Friday. You will bring honor to us all.
Okay, so again, I officiate it, or whoever, and they wear a pantsuit with black stilettos, if it's a woman, okay? Because that would just look so cool. Like, I'm talking, like, Blake Lively pantsuit rocking, like, almost tux vibes, because you two would be in all white, okay? Then, my idea, which is, oh my god, in my head it looks so cool! And it's uber bohemian, like I said, because you're 100% not, I 100% I could picture you in a jumpsuit, like rocking the hell out of a jumpsuit. Uh-huh. And then, so you got bohemian going on, but every section of whoever's invited dresses as a different color of the rainbow.
Wait, if you're saying to me that if the wedding is outside, isn't that going to look bad?
Why?
Because it'd be green.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess, oh my god, you could do it in a greenhouse, and then No, I'm being dead serious. My one coworker at Marriott, her daughter got married in a greenhouse. It was the coolest thing ever. Like, they literally, it was like an old, like, building, but they redesigned, like, the back section of it as, like, the wedding portion, and it was the coolest thing ever. Because it was, like, green, and it was all white. Like, the everything plants. Was white. But the, all the green and everything. It was so pretty. Because her daughter's, like, super artsy. So she always wanted to do something, like, really different. But everyone dressed... Every section is a different color of the
could
rainbow.
Could you imagine trying to tell people to do that?
But could you imagine how dope the pictures would be? That, like, you got an LGBTQ wedding... And the guests are the rainbow. Like,
this section is L. This section is G. But could you imagine just, like, telling your brothers, like, you're only allowed to wear all red? Like, that would not go well.
Not all red, but, like, at least incorporate some, whatever your color is. In my head, it looked cool as shit. The more I talk about it, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not possible. But...
But you could.
But that would be so cool.
You know what I've seen people do is have their, like, brides, groom, men, lady people do, like, every color of the rainbow so that, like, the person getting married is in white and then it's, like, red.
Oh, that'd be... Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's actually not a bad idea either. But I didn't know if you guys wanted to just, like, rock it U2 style up there or, like... have people.
What'd you just say?
Like, just have, god, I'm weird, like, just have you two up there with, like, no one.
I thought you were, like, there's some rockin' you two, like,
oh, no, yeah, play some Bono as you're walking down the aisle. Dude, I would 100%, though, if I would 100% officiate your wedding and rock the shit out of a pantsuit. I already have the pantsuit idea in my head.
So you need me to get married so that you can wear a pantsuit.
Yes. Black stilettos. I'm talking... Hang on. I'm going to show you the picture I'm thinking of. Because it's Blake Lively rocked it, and if she can rock it... I mean, not everyone can rock what she rocks, but...
No, I know what you mean. I don't know if I get married... I don't know whether I'd want a suit or a dress, but somebody was telling me, someone that they know that was gay, ooh.
You can't tell me that is not the perfect damn outfit. Hello? She has a cane. I would get a cane. Like, to show up to your wedding with a cane.
And a top hat. You'd be, like, doing the King George walk.
100%! she even has the top hat in her hand.
That's what I just
saw. Oh, I didn't see that one, actually. Oh my Look God. At the... Oh, that's my idea.
Oh, my God. That's freaking funny.
Oh, look. Emma Watson did it, too.
Oh, yeah. I know. It looks really good.
Looks dope. Because if you think about it, that's perfect. Because then you two are in white. So then, like...
Although, I don't know if there's a thing, like a white tuxedo that actually looks good.
I mean, but, like, I feel like you could... You could do something with it.
There's tan.
That's true.
Could be a beach wedding.
Oh, I could see that. Oh my God. Heck yes. We could do a Hawaiian wedding even though no one's Hawaiian. Who the hell cares? Everyone... Oh my God, you could have like a... Not a tiki warrior, but like one of those like warrior dudes officiate your wedding. I have thought about your wedding so hard. I could give a shit about mine. I'm eloping, so I don't give a shit. Or you could elope and then just only have a select few people.
Which you'd still be there.
That's true. I'd be rocking on top of that mountain with my cane.
You'd be like... rolling up like...
I know! Hear ye, hear ye. Sit down. The priest is... I can't call myself a priest, but...
could co-officiate.
Oh, my God. 100%. And I would stand there and do the max pose of, like, your hand. Like, you know, like, stand there like this. My pantsuit! Oh, my God. Just let me wear a pantsuit to your wedding.
We could have Lily walk down the aisle. Lily could
be your little flower girl. She would totally...
Although, at that point, she could be... She might be, like, a teenager.
How old is she? She's 6. You could still have her as like a... You could have her as a mini bridesmaid, but also a flower girl. Flower girls don't have to be like itty bitty young. Because then you could actually give her directions of like, listen, you walk from here to here, throw flowers, and she would do it. You know? Yeah. And she would put a lily
twist on it. She'd like accidentally pour in a bunch of glitter.
Yeah. Oh, she would. She would put glitter. What if you just put glitter already in it?
You just got so serious.
I know. Oh, my God. What if you did put glitter in it? And she just tossed flowers and glitter. You can't tell me that would not be legit.
That would be legit.
I still think in my head, dress everybody as a different color. The rainbow would just be the best ever.
It would be the best.
Like... section here, you wear red. Oh my God. Because then, like, that picture would be so cool.
It would be.
Because then you could literally almost, like, do a, oh my God, you could do a U-shaped, and you two could represent the clouds. At the end of the rainbow.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's bad when I wake up from a nap. Shit hits me all the time. That would be so cool, though, if you literally did it in, like, a U-shape and put the two...
Clouds.
The two done. Dressed in white up top in the rainbow. Oh, my God.
This is the most I've ever thought about my wedding.
You're welcome. Just kidding. I still think it would be, like, uber bohemian, though. In, like, the best way. Parker would design it, so it would probably look as dope as your apartment. So, I mean,
that's true. Just transfer. Just have the wedding in our apartment.
It's been done. I feel like sometimes if people want to like hide it, they do it in their apartment. You don't want to hide that shit. You want to throw it out
into the world.
Yeah. Oh my God, what if you hired a drag queen show?
What if the drag queen was...
The officiant?
Yeah.
Oh, even better. Screw my pantsuit. Let the drag queen do it. Oh my God, that'd be so good.
Hire my drag king friends. Oh my god, instead of the reception, or instead of like whatever, you know how people get bands or DJs? You just have drag. We just get drag acts. See, now I'm excited about it.
Oh my gosh! That would be so good. Everyone would love it. Everyone just have a good time. No. Everyone's having a good time. Can we play the best music? Oh my god, that would be so nice. I'm digging it. And 100% Lily's tossing flowers and glitter down the aisle. You can't tell me you would not want to incorporate glitter somehow.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're not wrong.
It would be dope. Or you could do the typical, what was Orange and the New Black? Oh, they both wore dresses. You know how, like, one wears, like, a pantsuit and the other one wears, like, a dress?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be dope as shit if you just wore a jumpsuit. Or you could do what Solange Knowles did. A dress with a cape. I could so see you rocking that. A dress with a cape. Her husband wore all white. It looked dope as shit. He pulled it off.
Yeah.
You could do it in, like, not a cheesy way. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I could do? This would take a lot of money. I have a pantsuit made for me, right?
Right.
But there's a skirt that goes on top, like a wedding dress skirt. So I get married in the wedding dress. In the reception, I pull it off, and it's a suit.
I've seen that! Wait a minute. I have so seen that. It was on Say Yes to the Dress.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty positive, because they purposely made her... I'm pretty positive. Jumpsuit wedding dress was... Oh my god! Like that.
But not the lace.
Yeah, no. But like... Oh look, Amazon's... Etsy! $495!
Damn.
$495, come on. There it is. Do you want that picture?
But wedding on a budget.
Hell yes.
I mean, considering... Etsy.
Oh my god, look it, there it is again. Come on.
I would be doing that pose too.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I just found it. And it's $495. Baller.
That's crazy.
Or that. Not with like
the
coat.
But there's no skirt.
No, but you could easily buy like a whatever kind of skirt you wanted, and look at the top. You could put like something decorative like that. So that like it actually looks
like a dress. And
like
a dress. Thing.
Like you would never know the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god, I just found it. $495. You're welcome.
Well, considering COVID is happening and
I
don't have a full-time job, you know, I'm not really gonna have a lot of money for a big wedding, so... Or a wedding at all!
Dude, oh, I love this, though. Or I've seen them where they're like this.
Whoa, so that's so cool.
So then the top.
Get out of here. Wait, that's sweet.
See?
Although I'd have to get a boob reduction before I wore that. Which is hopefully also going to happen.
You could easily get a dress. Or like a skirt. And you could just whip it off. And then oh my god, it would look so good. Well, that one's expensive. But you could easily find something similar. I still like my $495 option. That's a steal. And it's on Etsy.
We're going to hand make all the crafts.
Yes.
We're going to do bomb ass bachelorette party.
Perfect?
Wait, what's happening in that picture?
that's in Spain. But, like, you know how, like, some of, like, some of the greenhouses, they have, like, an old section?
Yeah.
Come on. Tell me you do not want that. I'm still staring at that one.
I like the couch.
Right? Have a chill section? That's where you two could be. You sit on a couch. Oh, shit. I'm stealing that. I want to sit on a couch. I'm just standing all day.
Yeah, there's no such thing as formalities. Like my mima said.
Like even that.
Oh, that's cool. I know people that can make those.
Perfect. Perfect. Dude.
You know what? I don't even want, like, a bachelorette party where it's all... What is that? An octagon?
Yeah. But, like, ignore the altar. But, like, that is what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's cute. That's cute.
Isn't that cute? Shit, I might steal this. Well, I want my to be, like, similar to this idea.
Mine's in the family.
Oh, my God. You could have someone make that. Like you said. Boom. There's your altar.
Yeah, when I was shopping with my Aunt Kathy at Michael's for Becky's wedding... We ran into someone, she's the mom of the bride, who was like, yeah, I have to make that thing for my daughter's wedding. I feel like every time I'm in Michael's, I run into someone who's making something for a wedding.
Of course.
Not Michael's, Michael's, specifically Hobby Lobby, not Michael's.
Of course. You will bring honor to us all.